It's time for the Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone Show on ESPN 94.7. Call the show now at 330-744-0947. Now, here are your hosts, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.
Good morning. How's everybody on this Friday? It is TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday day. Mr. Sports and yours truly, Ron Fantone, with you. And a very good Friday morning to you. We're just about into the weekend, and we're all ready to go. I want to start out first by saying hi to a couple little munchkins.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. I want to say hi to Ellis.
Ellis.
Nora. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ellis and Nora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys got to listen to whatever Mango says today. You got to make sure, okay, that you do exactly what she tells you to do, okay? Be good. I love you both. All right. Ellis and Nora. Good morning, you guys. Had to start out with a couple of, I see, I feel like a romper, bomper, stomper, boo. Tell me,
I see Johnny, I see Petey.
Alice, and I see Nora, and I see Petey, and I see Barbara, and I see everybody.
It's just one of those nights. Yesterday I went to the bank. I get paid for trivia, I get cash, so I'm going to the bank, and all the lights are red, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? Juneteenth Day?
Is that why the banks were so early yesterday? Why?
They were closed.
Oh.
And I'm like, Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, yeah, that's a big
I didn't even know. I mean, I heard of it, but I mean, where did this holiday come from?
Did you get your Juneteenth tree? I have a Juneteenth tree. I haven't
got Juneteenth.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the start of a big political fight across the spectrum, too.
It is.
Anyway, we're your sports, music, comedy, variety, everything in between, local show of insanity, a little something for everybody. Mr. Sports, Ron Fantone, 330-744-0947. Lots of sports to talk about, but what a show we have today. Sing the oldies for Barty. What's here? Gary Puckett and Union Gap today.
Oh, man, those are tough songs, man.
If we can... a little preview.
But his voice, man.
I know.
How are we going to get up there?
Do you know I saw him in concert probably about 3 years ago or something, and he don't got it anymore.
Now the voice is gone.
But it was just so good to see him. I don't care. You know, Gordon Lightfoot was the same way when I saw him.
Back in 69 when he performed those tunes. What a voice, Gary.
He sang for a president, didn't he? I think he performed at the White House for a president.
He may have.
Yeah, he did. I know he did.
I think it was Gerald Ford.
Funny Farm's going to be by. We expect Dave Robish, at 10:30 with his band of comedians. But, you know, you never know about Dave. Rusted Lullaby, Carmen Wright's coming back to the studio. He's got a big benefit coming up on Saturday night up at JR's Pub. So he'll be by at 11. Then a really special treat, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag because I don't know if we can pull this off yet. But we may have a big surprise for you.
We may do something here.
That has never been done.
Never been done before.
So listen.
Radio anywhere. So you want to stay tuned today.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to have the Great Pretenders in. We're going to talk about the Adams music history with the family, and we'll have Mike, Kenny, and Frank in the studio, and maybe a little bit more. That's all I'll tell you.
Yeah, every time you say the Adams family, I can't help it.
You don't think they've got that their whole life?
Uncle Fester with his light bulb.
Hey, Gomez! I'm going to blow up trains!
You sound just like him. You got his head now, too. Oh, my God.
I do. I have that Uncle Fester bald head. On Monday, Chuck Wallace will be by. He's doing high school football coverage. And somebody that you go back with, and I go back with, at Y103 days. Anyway, he'll be by at 11. He's doing something out in western Pennsylvania called Friday Night football. And I did a game with Mike Case with him last year, Niles and Hickory. So he's going to be talking about it. High school football will be here before you know it, dude.
I know. I don't want to push out summer, though, man. I love football.
No, I'm not one of those guys either.
I can't wait for
like
football.
Like Candy Campana was in here. Yeah. She's like 69 days of the fair and stuff. Candy, I love you, girl, but my God.
Let's not go there yet. Yeah.
Although I'm somewhat excited about the Browns football season. Somewhat.
I am, too.
Also, we locked this up yesterday. We'll have... NFL defensive lineman Art Toms with us from the famed Raiders in the 1970s.
Boy, so, you're getting those Raiders on, aren't you?
Well, I'm connected with those guys.
I know.
But he was known as, they were known with NFL Films, did a whole thing on him and Otis Sistrunk. They were Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
And Art Tom's got an incredible sports collection as well. So he'll be with us. Guy went to Syracuse, drafted by Al Davis, and part of those great Oakland Raider teams from the 1970s with Ken Stabler and Cliff Branch, Dave Casper, Fred Biletnikoff. Also, on Monday, we'll do a top 10 list, and we'll do more oldies for Bart. On Wednesday, we're going to be live. We're going to be at Kuf Leitner Dodge out there in Boardman. And then Friday, I already got a text this morning from manager Mo. that we're going to be at Greenwood Chevrolet in Austin Town. Hey, Mo, Mo!
Hey, Mo!
Actually, her real name's Maureen, and we call her Mo. College World Series. It'll be LSU and Coastal Carolina. You excited about that?
Yeah, you know what? Coastal Carolina's going to whip them.
You think so?
They've got such a great history in college baseball. It's amazing. They are the old New York Yankees of college baseball. Yeah, they are.
NASCAR. You can hear it right here on ESPN 94.7. Pre-race coverage starts at 2 o'clock. It's going to be on Prime again. It's the last time I think NASCAR is going to be on Prime this year.
Yeah.
So you can go to the radio and listen to the race from the Poconos. This upcoming Sunday with pre-race coverage again at 2 o'clock, and that'll be telecast on Prime Stream. NBA draft coming up next week.
Yeah.
You excited about that?
No, because I don't think the Cavaliers can do anything.
They don't have a first-round pick.
No.
But anyway, that's Wednesday and Thursday. You could also hear that right here, on ESPN
94.7. You know, just leave it right here on your dial. You hear everything here. We got Lawrence Welk on Saturday nights. We have so much going on right here.
Well, Shedeur Sanders, we talked about, he was driving 101 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. It was some crazy time in the morning this past Tuesday.
He could have killed somebody.
Well, it just so happens 2 weeks earlier, he got a similar speeding ticket in Medina.
Somebody then, too.
He was in Strongsville on June 17th, and on June 6th, a couple weeks before that, he was driving 91 in a 65-mile-per-hour zone.
Wow.
So he got two speeding tickets in the course of less than 2 weeks.
And you would think being in his position, this is what worries me. You would think being in his position, this wouldn't happen a second time after that first time.
Absolutely.
Wow. I don't know, man.
What are people starting to do? They're starting to speculate and compare him to Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel, but I don't think he's a Manziel.
I hope not.
I don't think he's a Johnny Manziel, but I'm just glad we got the other quarterback, brother.
Major League Draft League, State College beat the Scrappers by a count of 5-3. The Scrappers will play Frederick Keys tonight at 7:05. NBA Finals last night, what do you think? 108-91. Indiana punked OKC to force the seventh game.
How about that?
Good morning. You're on Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.
Good morning. Good morning, Sports Baroons of the morning.
How you doing, my brother?
Well, I'm doing tremendous after last night. You know, we had our little talk yesterday.
Exactly.
And we talked and we said, if you got to bet the game, you got to go with the home team dog. If you have to bet it, that's who I was going to go with. I added something to it. I added the under. Under 222.5. There is no way.
It was so bad, Mr. Football, that, Oklahoma City pulled their starters in the fourth quarter. Get them rested for game seven. I mean...
And you knew if you were an underbetter last night, we were all clicking our heels because there was no way the second or third team guys were going to score that many more points that the under was going to be in danger.
I had my ruby slippers out last night. I was clicking my heels with my ruby slippers.
You bet last night?
No, I did not. I should have.
No, I was talking to Ronnie. He can't hear you anyway. Anyway, Ty Halliburton did play. He had 14 points with that strained calf. Obi Toppin had 21 to lead Indiana for the victory. Gilgeous Alexander, 21 points. But again, Thunder pulled their starters in the fourth quarter and say, hey, let's rest up as much as possible. Wear and tear on the body. We got a Game 7 coming up Sunday night, 8 o'clock on ABC. Indy at OKC. Oklahoma City, an 8.5-point pick. I'm going with OKC. I don't know about, I mean, just on the win to take the title. Because if you look, Vince, Mr. Football, throughout the course of the year, every time OKC's lost, they come back and they punch you in the mouth in the very next game.
They brought that out last night and on the Scott, the award-winning Scott Van Pelt show. He said that every time that they lost, they came down and buried the team. Whoever they were playing, they buried them the next game.
They've done it all year. They've done it all year. You think, unless you believe Indiana's a team of destiny this year,
they're going to win it all.
Yeah, and they could be. I don't know. It's a pretty good series. By the way, if you didn't hear, this marks the first time that the NBA Finals have gone to a Game 7 in 9 years.
Since Cleveland won the title.
Yeah. How about that?
That's right.
And what have you not seen in this championship series that you've seen in every other series, and especially when the Lakers played? What haven't you seen in this series?
Celebrities?
Well, how about
Spike Lee?
No cheerleaders. this game, the last game, the whole series, you neither saw none of their cheerleaders. The only time you saw it when they did that fan shot when they were showing what's his name, guy on ESPN that, you know, he's the big Knicks fan and everything. They were up in the booth and they happened to look down and the cheerleaders were practicing out on the floor. What's his name? The little skinny guy. Oh, God. Gives us commentary about the games and everything.
You, Van Gundy?
Not Van Gundy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Van Gundy. Van Gundy,
you
dude.
You mad at us? My God.
Kevin A. Smith.
Okay.
You know that guy.
That guy. Absolutely.
The little black guy. The little black guy.
Okay.
Not Stephen A. Smith.
The angry young black man, I always call him. Stephen A. Smith. Always mad about something.
He is
always
mad about something.
There
you go. Who do you like, though? I got to get to it because I won't be able to talk to you before Sunday night's game. Are you taking OKC to win it because of what they've done all year?
I'm going to be a game-time decision, but I think I'm going to go with the over.
Okay. What's the over-under on that? I know the line's 8.5.
Yesterday was 222.5. I think it's going to be around 224.
Okay. So you like the over.
I think there'll be... Just like that guy in one of your favorite movies, you know, Van Tone, Rain Man, this is going to be lots.
I love it. Let me see here. I just want to look. Yeah, I got 215.5.
There you go.
215.5.
That's a low total. That really is.
And here's a question for you guys in your fast listening audience. What happened today, 50 years ago?
2 years ago today.
All right, what is...
50.
Oh, 50 years ago
50
today.
Years.
The opening of Jaws.
You know
wow.
what?
50th anniversary.
1975, that would be right. I went to... I believe
the
I saw...
Theater.
I saw that at the Eastwood Mall. I did. They had movie theaters. And, yep.
Was the Eastwood Mall there 50 years ago? I don't think
In 75? I did. I saw it at the mall, I'm pretty sure. I have a pretty good memory on the 70s.
Yeah, well,
not so much yesterday, but I have a good memory on the 70s.
Yep. It was the Uptown Theater.
Yes, that's right. That's where I saw it, at the Uptown Theater.
Market Street.
Mm-hmm. And I saw it there, and it was...
The lines were all the way around.
I know.
Knew where the Uptown was. Right next to it was the Viking Lounge.
And lines were
the
down
lines
the
went all the way around the Viking Lounge. Down the street to go see that
wow.
movie.
It was amazing, and it's really, 50 years later, you still go on the water and you're terrified of sharks, and then for some reason when you go out in the ocean, you hear dun 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 dun, and if a fin even comes close to you, you're not going to stick around to find out if it's just a dolphin. It's
you know that movie was they had so many. What do you call it, with the mechanical short? They had so many delays with it. And do you know that they filmed two movies at the same time? They had to make Jaws 2 first, then they made Jaws, because in Jaws 1, what happened to the shark?
I don't know.
In Jaws 1, he got blowed up.
Oh, really?
They had to make
they blowed
Jaws
it up.
2. They had to make Jaws 2 first, then they made Jaws. Because they blew up the mechanical, there was like three or four of them, but they blew up the one mechanical shark. Remember when, what's his name, Snyder shot?
Roy Snyder, yeah.
He had in his jaws and he shot it and blew up the shark.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I'm on a Jaws fan page, believe it or not, and there's some really cool pictures.
Yeah,
they show the guys like sitting on the shark, and you know what I mean. It was pretty cool stuff.
It was.
But and to me, that was the first look I had at Richard Dreyfuss.
I think most people did. Yeah,
he was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind too.
But, I loved it.
Yeah, some great movies. But
his first movie was American Graffiti.
You know what? That's true too. I saw that at some movie theater.
A great soundtrack!
It is. I love those oldies from the '50s and sixties.
American Graffiti. What famous girl star got her break in that?
Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley.
Let me rephrase. Sex symbol star got her break in that.
Candy Clark.
Candy Clark?
No. The girl for Three Companies, the blonde.
Oh, Suzanne. Oh, Suzanne.
Summers. She never saw her face. She was the girl in the Thunderbird.
And she said, and she mouthed, I love you, Kim.
Yeah.
I love you. Remember?
Ooh.
Yeah.
She was a cutie.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. I'll tell you, Jack Tripper had it going on.
He did. Boy, I'll tell you.
With Suzanne Summers and Joyce DeWitt.
I'm telling
wow.
you.
Wow. And he had to act like he was gay, you know, so Mr. Roper didn't throw him out. So that was funny.
You've done that in your life, man.
A couple times.
I know. So, all right, Mr. Football, right. We come love on. You. I'm gonna. You like? You're going on the over under. You're going on the over, and you do like OKC to win Game 7, though, correct?
I like OKC right now. But times could be changing. If they make the points, too many points, we might go the other way. But we're plus right now, and I'm leaning for the over.
Okay, 215.5 is the over-under on that game, so there you go. Thank you, my brother. That's Mr. Football right here, Vince, calling in. Baseball from yesterday. Dennis Santana, Pirates pitcher, got into it with a fan. He went after him. He had to be held back yesterday.
What happened there?
I don't know what the fan said to him or anything, because the guy crossed the line. He pointed to security, get him out of here.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you know, fans think they drink beer and everything. They get hurl insults.
Listen,
and
you can't say whatever you want.
You can't.
You just can't do that.
Pirates yesterday split Detroit, winning 9-2 in the first game against Pittsburgh. You remember they had a rainout the night before, and then the Bucks come through with a 8-4 victory in 10 innings in game number 2. Giants 2-1 over the Guardians. Kwan had 3 hits for Cleveland in a losing effort. Gavin Williams, outstanding wasted effort. 6 shutout innings on the hill. Cleveland 37-36, second place in American League Central. 9.5 games behind the Tigers. Tonight, David, how are you, brother? Tonight, the Guardians will be at the Athletics. I don't even know what to call them. They're just called the Athletics now. A game will be in Sacramento, 3-game series.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to go to Las Vegas, one in 2028. Tanner Bibee will get the call for Cleveland tonight. Golf, Travelers Championship in Connecticut, Scottie Scheffler and Austin Eckroad. 8-under par 62, lead by 2 shots. And, yeah, that's pretty much a wrap on sports. I did want to say, you know, I remember a quip that an old DJ told, and I was thinking about getting this guy on because he had one of the funniest lines that I heard on radio. It's stupid, but it was kind of funny. And he goes, everybody remembers where they were when Kennedy got assassinated in 1963, right? Everybody remembers where you were the day that you heard that Elvis passed away in August of 77, right?
That's right.
But do you remember where you were, Ron Fantone, when Bewitched switched errands?
Oh.
From York to Sergeant.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was sitting at home. I was... I was having
it's a monumental moment.
It was. I was having a hotty toddy, and I said, hey, look at that guy. That's not the same Darren. He's different.
It's just like, it's just hilarious. It's like no one's supposed to notice, and they just go on. Yeah.
And there was a big difference, too, between Dick York and Dick Sargent.
In their personal lives, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Dick York
had a step down because he had a bad back.
And not just that. And then he suffered later in life. I mean,
he did.
He had a tough
day. It killed him, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, I believe my brother, Dave Robish, is in the house, and he's got a couple of guests.
What's he want?
He always wants something. That Dave Robish always wants something.
Why do they let him in here? You know.
How did he get a key?
You didn't lock the door again this morning when we came in.
I didn't. Robes is a good guy. He's a longtime friend.
Leave that open.
Anyway, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We'll bring Dave in. And Funny Farm, got some interesting things going on this weekend. And we'll find out what that is. When we return, I'm Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone. Welcome to a weekend. Hey, we are back. It is Friday. Mr. Sports, Ron Fantone, welcome to the weekend. And as we do every Friday, it is a studio party.
It is. That's
Dave Robish is brought by two very funny guys today. One's about 6'11".
We don't know if they're...
He barely cleared the... Seriously, getting in here.
Yeah.
Man, he had to like stoop down just to enter the doorway.
And the other guy's got a shirt on that I want.
What's it say? How?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, nice. You love that, right?
I do. I love that. Got the
cannabis. Anthony, do you blow bowls like Fantone?
Oh, man.
Anthony, you're going to be playing at the Funny Farm for Dave. Now, you were telling me you and Dave have a long history. You guys go way back.
Long history, man. Dave started me off when I first started comedy, man. He brought me to the club as a host, moved me up to a feature. And I tell everybody, I knew Dave was going to be the first one to headline me at the club. I knew it. And he did.
How long have you been doing comedy? You're from Cleveland, you said.
7 years.
And it had nothing to do with the threat.
Seven years.
Do you get high on stage? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I used to. I did used to smoke before I got on stage.
Really?
I used to.
What, but, did it calm your nerves? Or?
Well, I thought it calmed my nerves, but I noticed myself. I'm getting more like active on stage and more physical, and so I was talking more monotone when I was high on stage. So
and your act lasted a lot longer too. When you
were told a couple jokes the same time. You know.
What kind of material you do, Anth?
I'm like a storytelling, observational. I talk about my life, but I twist it up a little bit. I talk about stuff that everyone can relate to, but at the same time, I twist it up a little bit too.
Don't you think it's the funniest things are things that everyone can relate to?
Yeah, people can relate to, and it's really my story that other people can relate to. But I tell my story so that way I'm not knocking on nobody else's jokes. Yeah. You know, it's my story. The odds of people going through the same thing I'm going through is. You know,
hey, Dave, so. We can hear you on the air here. You don't have to whisper. Dave's back there trying to
whisper. Hey, it's okay. Dave was saying, I'm going to pay you and Fantone $100 each.
Oh, my God.
So do you want the conversation to continue or not?
That, right?
I don't even know how to go.
I knew someone was going to pay us somewhere.
I didn't know how to go live on Facebook. I ain't been on it.
No, it's easy.
I'm terrible with social media.
It's easy. That's all right. I'm getting better at it, too. And you have to do social media today.
That's the problem.
You have. Have to do social media.
That's my issue.
You're trying to go live. Look at him over there. He's trying to go live.
I feel like my parents. All those, I feel like my parents when they didn't know how to use technology.
Seriously. Yeah. We have a website and it has a listen live button and we tell people.
Oh shit!
There it is.
This is what I need.
And what's your name, brother?
Elijah.
Elijah helps you out.
Elijah, you're doing the funny farm too.
He's a social media killer right now.
Now Elijah just came on, hit one little button, and then set you up.
I had my camera backwards. I didn't even know.
You're sitting there fumbling with your phone. You have no idea what you're doing. Come on, man.
I didn't even know. Elijah looked at me like, man, this fool. I know Elijah talking about me in his head right now.
I think he's there. He's like, he's staring at him. Like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
This going to be your headline tomorrow?
You're the man now. So, what time are you performing tomorrow?
I'm performing tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yep. And I got Elijah featuring for me tomorrow. Elijah headlining tonight, but he's featuring for me tomorrow.
Wow. Wow.
So Elijah's on tonight then.
Elijah tonight.
He's headlining tonight.
And we got Anthony coming up tomorrow at the Funny Farm Comedy Club.
And he's featuring for me tomorrow. So
awesome.
So people ask me all the time, you know, Dave moves around like, you know, every other year. And I think he's found a permanent home. Right,
so,
Dave?
Yeah.
Permanent?
Good one.
It's at Alberini's, the old Alberini's. Everybody went there, Route 422 on the strip. And you guys are down in the basement.
Everybody loves it. Everybody
and every comedian that's come in here, or anybody's been to a Funny Farm Comedy Club show, talks about, one, how beautiful it is, and two, the acoustics. Yeah. The sound is like spectacular. So good job, Dave Robish. Yeah. You've come through.
It's a great spot.
And Anthony, you're going to be funny as hell coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah. I mean, I better be.
Yeah.
This is my one and only headline of chance for right now. I better take advantage of this opportunity.
So you talked about meeting Dave a long time ago. Did Dave say, hey, you know what? You're funny. You're a funny guy. I want you to be part of my shows.
I mean, I think that's what happened. I think he gave me a shot, and I did good. I mean, he saw some potential in me, and we did it in the right line. I started off hosting for a year or two, and then he moved me up to a feature.
Just remember, be careful, because he'll leave. And you guys will be here. He leaves comedians here. They're here all day. There were four of them here last week. We know what the hell they're doing.
There are comedians everywhere.
There's comedians all over.
He just dropped us off. Dave a businessman. He got stuff to do, man.
Dave is a very important person.
Yes.
He's got tickets to sell. And by the way, if you want tickets to go see Elijah, we're going to talk to Elijah as well, or Elijah tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tonight. And then
tonight.
Anthony, let me mark that down. Anthony on Saturday, Elijah on Friday.
Pretty simple. Elijah's tonight.
Oh yeah.
Fantone, I don't need you chirping in my ear. Look how much stuff I've written down. You have nothing.
And if
seriously, this guy needs to grow up.
And if y'all like,
to grow
if,
up.
Um, if y'all like Elijah tonight, come back tomorrow because he's going to be back tomorrow with me. So
there goes Dave.
Come back and see him again tomorrow.
You guys got Uber in your phone, man. There goes Dave.
Dave, go.
Fantone, you're going to run him home.
I'll run him.
I'm going to take over the show. Anyway, 330-759-4242 or go online at funnyfarmcomedyclub.com. And again, see Elijah tonight and Anthony on Saturday. Anthony Mayo from Cleveland and everything. Where are some of the prominent places that you played other than the Funny Farm?
I've been moving a lot. I work at a lot of the Funny Bones. I've done a lot of the Funny Bones around, not even just Ohio. I mean, I've been in New York. One of the biggest stages I've been on, I got to perform at the Comedy Store in in L.A.
Awesome.
That was great. I was at Nate Jackson Super Funny Comedy Club. I haven't been around. I did the comic strip out in New York.
Where's your favorite? What's your favorite place you've played so far?
My favorite place?
Funny Farm Comedy Club.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say
you better say that. Robichaud's right next door, man.
Ain't hear no words,
no,
but
no, he's right behind you, man.
but the Funny Farm is actually one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
Youngstown in general is just one of my favorite cities.
Nice.
I mean, they show me a lot of love. Yeah. They're very open minded.
They are
fun. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not all serious. You know, no. Cleveland is a tough city to perform in.
Yeah, I imagine it would be.
You know, some of my favorite places. Columbus is a great. New York is great.
Yeah.
You say you're from Cleveland and everything, so are you like a Browns, Cavs fan and all that stuff?
I'm a diehard Browns fan.
You got your Browns keychain.
I got the Browns keychain.
Look
at
that.
You got
the mini version.
Yeah, you got the mini Browns keychain.
I'm a diehard Browns fan, man. All my life.
All right, I got to ask you something then. Anthony Mayo, Shedeur Sanders. Caught speeding twice in less than 2 weeks. What's the deal, man?
Hey, that's normal.
That's what
us Browns players do, right? We speed. That's what we do.
He didn't turn it over yet. He didn't flip it like Miles did.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Miles Garrett flipped this car, right? Yeah, I know. And then
we drive crazy out there.
Are you glad Miles Garrett came back, or you think we should have traded him?
Oh, no.
Because he wanted to get out of Cleveland. He went on a big tour. I want to win a title
that
and all this.
That was just an emotional thing. Miles know he loved Cleveland.
Yeah.
He know he going to always stick to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, he know.
That $40 million a year helps, too.
Yeah, he was just going through something that year.
Wouldn't have anything to do with the $40 million, would it?
Yeah. I think it was just for promotional issues.
He promoted himself and got $40
million.
That's
the best way to promote. You know you're one of the best in Cleveland. Threaten to leave.
Well, he is. So, yeah, there's no doubt about his ability.
Anthony, how has your comedic material and everything changed? I'd imagine, like you said, you started young with Dave and everything. You had to be nervous as heck when you started, but now I'm sure you're a lot more comfortable on stage.
I'm definitely more comfortable. I went through an experience that made me actually really comfortable. It took me about 5 years to get comfortable. You know, I was always more worried about impressing the crowd instead of myself.
What was the experience that made you feel more comfortable?
Marijuana.
I thought the marijuana was helping me.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I did a show with Bob Summer. I worked with Bob Summer. If you don't know Bob, he was part of he helped start like Def Comedy Jam and all that.
Yeah.
I did a show with him. I did really good. He brought me back to feature. And that show, when I featured, it was a tough show.
Yeah.
I went behind. I had to follow Marshall Brandon, who is on tour with Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
I had to follow him. He got a standing ovation hosted. And I followed that. And I didn't bomb, but I was just hard on myself.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get my date to do the Apollo Comedy Club, but I was hard on myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bob Summer was like, oh, I'll give you your date when you get off the stage. But after the show, he asked me, how did you do? I said, oh, I could have did better. You know, I wasn't confident in myself or my set.
Yeah.
And that's when he took away my date to the Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I was mad, but I took it as a learning experience, as in you should just always be confident in yourself and be confident. And don't let nobody know that you're not confident in yourself. And that's what learning experience took me to just start being more confident on stage and in myself, not even caring about, you know, every crowd is different.
Yeah.
You know, you can't impress everybody. And it took me a lot to understand that. You know, I always thought you could impress everybody.
Well, Anthony, you're going to impress a lot of people. And you're going to be on stage. You're going to see a confident Anthony Mayo on stage tomorrow
sure.
at the Funny Farm.
Because even if they don't laugh, I mean, I got some friends coming that I'm paying to laugh, so it'll, I'm not going to buy them.
If you and I did comedy, we'd have to pay people to laugh. That's exactly what would have to happen. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. We're going to talk to Elijah a little bit, yes, who's performing tonight at the Funny Farm Comedy Club while Anthony performs on Saturday. When we return on Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone after these messages. All right, we're back. Mr. Sports, Ron Fantone. Anthony Mayo going to be headlining at the Funny Farm Comedy Club tomorrow night. Well, tonight at the Funny Farm Comedy Club, it's his brother, 6'9", Elijah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
hi,
look at you.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
So, what NBA team did you play for?
I did play for the Cavaliers.
Did you?
They didn't give me a good enough check, so I started doing stand-up comedy, man.
No, seriously, dude, how tall are you?
I'm 6'6".
Wow.
Yeah.
6'6", so, next to punies like Fantone.
Who's coming and ducking.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's like,
yes, sir.
Way
I'm 6'6", man. People will get surprised because I do a lot of videos online in my car, and when they meet me, they're like, you look like that one guy. I'm like, no, that's me.
Wow.
He does look like basketball
NBA
court, but
yeah, you a big sports fan or no?
Oh, huge sports fan. Yes,
who's
sir.
Your teams?
My teams are the Cavs, and the Cavs by my heart, and then the Browns by like a need.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The Browns are sickness. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The Browns are kind of like, yeah, I'm saying, yeah, yeah, I got it. Right, I didn't get my Browns shots when I was a kid.
I didn't
Hey, Cavs number one seed, had the coach of the year, Kenny Atkinson, and they get punked in the playoffs.
The only thing we were missing was free throws.
Well, do you want to go? You want to roll out there with the core four next year, same way?
Man,
man, it ain't working.
I heard something about Giannis. I heard something.
I don't want
about
Mobley
that.
To go. I don't want Evan Mobley to get traded.
I don't want Mobley to go, but Jared Allen could go. I mean, it's just another European guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We can make that's what Greece is European, right?
Yeah.
We can just swap out the Greek.
Mitchell and Mobley, I want to stay. Garland can go, and Allen can go, but it depends on what else we bring in.
Right.
Otherwise,
Mitchell has to stay. And Garland is coming up. I'm glad that we got rid of Sexton early.
I agree.
And let Garland get that time to spread his wings. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Utah was terrible.
Oh, my God.
Sexton, I mean, he scores points, but, you know, what they win, 18, 20
I got a personal vendetta against him because he came down the street and was giving away shoes and he ain't give me none. So.
No, wow. Yeah. Colin
so
Sexton.
I don't like the guy personally.
Absolutely. I don't blame him.
Why didn't he give
me
no shoes, man?
I don't know, man. He was only giving one away and I yelled out. And out of the thousands of people there, he didn't choose me, so I took it personally to heart.
Hell with Colin Sexton.
Yeah, man. He's a terrible guy.
He's banned from this show.
Yeah, he's a horrible person, man.
No Colin Sexton.
Yeah, he was a
Colin
was
Sexton,
about to
we know you're listening right now at this moment.
That's right, he's man. Trying to get
you're
on.
Not allowed to come. We're canceling your booking for next week.
So, Elijah, what's your comedy material? What do you call it? Is it about your life?
Well, it's
like,
more,
like Anthony or not?
It's a lot of, so I'm 21 right now. I just turned 21. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of just perspective stuff. You know what I mean? Like a lot of family stuff right now. So I don't know. I touch on stuff that relates to me. And I my biggest stuff online and the most, like, I kind of get everybody in because I get older people watching me because they remember the times and younger people watching me because they're going through it right now. So I'd say my comedy's for everybody, but it's through my eyes, you know.
21 years old. How's the lady life?
Oh, the lady, I've been with the same girl for like the last 4 years. So
look
lady
at this
life,
guy,
yeah,
21,
gotta,
not playing the
you
field.
You gotta get it down early, man, so you can focus. You know what I'm saying?
That's where we made our mistake. We didn't get it down early.
Oh,
I tried
Lord.
To get it down early. She was 15.
I had to wait. I was only 17.
Okay. She needed rides to class.
Yeah.
You know?
I tried to get it down early, but I had to wait.
She was 15. He had to hold her down.
He pulled up that super senior pickup line. He was like, do you want to go to 3 proms, baby?
There it is.
How many proms do you
want
to go
to? You know what? I did go to 5 proms. I swear to God.
You went to 5 proms?
Five. I was out of my mind.
All solo.
Special proms don't count.
I was tired of going to proms. I got prom pictures at the Yin Yang from the 70s.
How you going to spell? Did you go, okay, was the 5th one middle school or was the 5th one post-graduation?
I went as a freshman with an older girl than Niles.
Okay.
And
right.
then I...
How'd the end of that
I
night
took
turn
a, out? I took a Kathy.
What happened?
I took
what
a Kathy to that my second
he
prom.
He was just a caretaker
did
that night.
Kiss?
He didn't really...
And then I took my high school sweetheart,
oh,
who I dated
there.
For about 6-7 years on and off,
okay,
to 3 proms. That's 5.
Okay.
Did you get more than a
okay.
kiss?
What's that?
Did you get more than a kiss on any of those occasions?
Nah, you know what?
Really?
Seriously, guys, this is terrible. My senior year prom night.
Yeah.
It's in May of 1981.
Okay.
And she's got her dress on and everything, and I'm driving my Camaro. I had a nice ride, man. I had like a Z28 driving around and everything. And she's annoyed with me because I'm listening to the Cleveland Indians baseball game. It was the night Len Barker threw the perfect game.
Wow.
She goes, Carl,
She goes, it's prom night. You're with me. And I'm like,
but Len Barker's pitching his butt off right now.
He's got a perfect game going, man.
You got away. I swear to God, she never lets me live that down. That she's still hilarious. A friend of mine.
My prom night was rough. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it was recent, but it was all right. I went to two. I went to one with my girlfriend, mm-hmm. and I went to one for my prom. And I didn't get my driver's license till I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a rented car for my prom, a real nice. It was a BMW, super nice rented car. And wow. I had my temps, and it was a two-door BMW, so it was me and the girl. And I was super excited, but the day of, I remembered that you cannot drive with your temps without somebody with a license in the passenger seat.
Ooh.
So my mom sat in the passenger seat, and that girl was in the trunk for the whole night.
Too funny.
It was a hard night, man. Yeah,
but I'm sure when you went to your last prom, you were styling, though.
Oh, yeah,
of
course.
See, back in my day, yeah. it was crushed velour. Crushed velour. It was more.
Yeah. Prom is just crazy nowadays, though.
It's crazy.
I saw somebody on TikTok that came in on a helicopter to prom. Like, that is insane.
That is, right.
The helicopters.
It's memorable.
I saw somebody had some animals they were riding, like a whole parade. Yeah. I'm like, dude, y'all acting
come riding
like,
up on a horse
dude,
and shit. Yeah.
No, it's yeah. just prom. Bro.
Now, are her parents, do they like you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes you got to get past dad.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
They like me now.
It's like, what do you want with my little girl?
You never got past dad, did you?
Mm-hmm.
You never got past dad.
You know what? There's I was kind. I was Mr. and Mrs. all the time.
I would have never trusted you. I'd have never trusted you in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm tall, so it's hard for me because, I don't know, I feel like I make... like when I'm talking to a guy's daughter, I feel like when you see a, you know, the stereotypical, you see a tall guy, the guy mm-hmm. gets insecure. And I got cool with my girl's dad, but in the beginning, he would always just show me pictures of how he used to look. And he like him at boxing matches and stuff. He's like, yeah, man, this was me 20 years ago. I'm like, dog, I ain't.
Yeah, golden, keep that
I'm
in
just
mind,
trying to
man.
Have a good time, brother.
I was a Golden Gloves champion. Remember that.
Man.
yeah. So, but that is impressive, though. So, and I'm going to, you know, because I've got five kids.
Yes.
And I have a 35-year-old son.
Okay.
And he's my oldest and mm-hmm. not married. It hasn't really even thought about it. So your generation, you guys like hang together and stuff. You don't want to do the marriage.
Uh-huh.
How about you?
Well, that's not something. I'm not 35 yet. I don't know. It's gonna look like when I get there. But right now, I don't know. A lot of people around me, you could tell they don't want to get married. I think some people think it's a little bit more fun to just. I think it's more stress. You know what I'm saying? You gotta. I want to be with somebody who I know. Can love me when I'm annoying. Yeah. I don't want to be with somebody who's like, I got a little girl I'm talking to, but if I piss her off, she gone, and I'm back to the drawing board. You know what I'm saying?
Elijah, I can't picture you being annoying to anybody, my
man,
friend. Nobody.
Give it this interview 5 more minutes to it.
Because he's annoying me right now.
Yeah, I've been working his last nerve, man. He's been mad at me ever since I went to the prom with his daughter.
It's great having you guys here, man. Really.
He did go out with Cassie before, I think.
Yeah,
he did.
Oh, who's Cassie?
That's his daughter.
Oh, no. No.
And I got a young one, too.
Oh, no. I'll never beat the allegation.
You
call
my daughter Lauren, too, man. What the
I'll never beat the allegation.
Hey, Dave wanted me to announce this.
Okay.
Seriously, these are two great gentlemen, and mm-hmm. they're going to both be headlining. You tonight at the Funny Farm Comedy Club and Anthony Mayo on Saturday at the Funny Farm Comedy Club.
Yes, sir.
You said you got a gig tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Where are you going?
Gig tomorrow. I'll be with Anthony again tomorrow, actually.
You guys are going where tomorrow?
What do you mean?
I thought you said you were going to Indianapolis or something. Or not.
Oh, no. I was making a joke saying I was going to play for the finals.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, who do you like in Game 7?
I hate both of them. I don't like any of them, but I hate Tyrese Halliburton a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are making this man look like he's genuinely like a all-star caliber superstar player. Like I'm like, dude, this is crazy. So I'd rather have the Thunder win it because I think they deserve it more. But the Pacers are going to end up winning. And something happened to Halley. Did he get hurt?
Or is he back? He played. He played. He had 14 last night.
With
the calf strain. But it turned out that Aubie Toppin had 21 points. And
they were talking
to
him after the game. He said he's happy now because he has today and tomorrow to get ready for Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So to even be in better health. So Halliburton's going to be a big part of it.
OKC, an 8.5-point pick, and as they've done all year long, once OKC loses, they always come back and get you the next day. They've done it all year.
Yeah.
I expect that trend to continue.
They play better at the last minute, man. Yeah. They play better when they're down. So I think they're going to take it.
Elijah, thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I can't thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Hey, make sure y'all get them tickets. I just throw one thing out there. Last weekend, we just did a show. Sold out. People didn't get tickets in time. So be in time to get these tickets before you can't tonight. They give us some away.
Funny Elijah mentions that because Dave gives me a note. because Anthony and Elijah were on our show, you can call 330-759-4242. Get four free tickets. That's two couples to see Anthony perform live on Saturday and see Elijah perform live tonight.
And if you don't got no friends, you could come four times.
Yeah,
you
know? That's pretty cool.
That's a good deal.
You again. Yeah. You again. Anyway, four free tickets. Call 330-759-4242 or HaHa.
That's 759-HaHa.
Ha-ha. Yeah, but you know, I hate when people use the letters and stuff, and I'm sitting here because I'm looking. They try to be so clever confusing. And everything. It's
oh my lord,
it's annoying.
That is so confusing.
That's annoying. Yeah. Elijah, you're not annoying. Yeah. When they give the letters on the phone, that's annoying.
Well, you want to have my phone number? It's E-L-I-J-A.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for that. Yes. Anyway, check these guys out. They're very funny at the Funny Farm Comedy Club. Guys, thank you so
great
much.
Great having you guys here. Peace. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We have Carmen Wright, Rusted Lullaby. I don't know if they're quite here yet, but they're scheduled 11. We have the Great Pretenders coming in somewhere around noon, if not earlier. So we have a packed Friday for you. Keep it right here. Welcome to a weekend. Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone back after this.
Woo!
We all back.
Where were you?
We are back. We all back.
We're just talking away like nothing's going on here. And,
yeah. Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone right here, 330-744-0947. Your sports, music, comedy, variety, everything in between. Local show of insanity, a little something for everybody.
What nice guys from the guy.
We had Anthony Mayo and Elijah on with us, and they were terrific. And again, call 330-759-4242. Uh-huh. You can see Elijah tonight. Four free tickets, and you can see Anthony tomorrow night. Four free tickets.
That's nice.
Yeah, how about that? Dave Robish, very giving person, may I say.
Dave.
And I love his wife, Laura. She's
come back and get
a tremendous person.
Dave.
What's that?
I said, Dave, come back and get your comedians. See, they're out there.
he always drops off his people, and he leaves them, and it's like you're on your own. Find your way back. You know what I mean? It's like a fraternity thing.
Can you believe how comfortable the studio is now with that door open and everything?
It is. Yeah, it's really a lot more comfortable.
It's really nice.
And it kills me though because it took like 2 or 3 months. Carl goes, "Oh, there's a thermostat to the studio room."
We had women in here; their makeup's running and mascara's running, and
that's pretty scary. Anyway, College World Series. I know Fantone's excited about this. LSU and Coastal Carolina. I think it's, 7 o'clock tomorrow on ESPN?
Yep.
NASCAR is the Poconos on Sunday. You could hear that right here. 2 o'clock is pre-race coverage. Prime is going to have that, but ESPN 94.7 on radio here if you can't get Prime like so many others. Shedeur Sanders, turns out, has been given 2 speeding tickets in the course of 2 weeks. He was pulled over in his 2025 Dodge on June 17th in Strongsville for going 101 and a 60-mile-per-hour limit. And then 2 weeks earlier, on June 6th in Medina, he went 91 in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. Stop driving fast. What are you doing, kid?
Yeah, and you might hurt somebody or hurt yourself, man. I'm telling you, just...
To get to... Okay, like the first one and everything. Yeah. Even there, I kind of winced, and I'm like, really? You know, everybody's talking about you every day. He's overshadowed everything with the Browns and everything.
You're under a microscope when you're named.
And then to find out that he had gotten one 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah.
That's some cause for alarm. I'm sorry, it is. Major League Baseball Draft League, State College beat the Scrappers by a count of 5-3. The Scrappers against your favorite team tonight, Ronnie Frederick Keys. That'll be at 7:05.
They're tough.
Yeah. NBA Finals Game 6, Indiana, 108-91. Winners at home against Oklahoma City to force a deciding 7th game.
And you know what I was thinking about watching that game last night? Your words kept echoing in my ears. And I'm wondering, and I do consider OKC a juggernaut like you do, but how much of a juggernaut can you be when you get beat like that? Seriously. I mean, you're not one of the all-time greats like I thought OKC might have been. And I give Indiana a puncher shot on Sunday night. I really do, John. I like them. And especially with the amount of points they're giving them. Woo! Come on.
Well, this is the first time the finals have gone to deciding seventh game since 2016. But I remember, you know, in the only championship where I'll probably ever see in Cleveland, when the Cavs ever came to 3-1 deficit against the Splash Brothers, Golden State, who were 73-9 that year. That's the year that Thompson and Stephen Curry went nuts, and Draymond was a big thug in the middle and everything. But we overcame a 3-1 deficit.
Yeah.
And I even... though I had confidence, I remember we're going to go out to Golden State for deciding Game 7. I wasn't really feeling it.
Yeah.
But they kept the score low, and you talk about a puncher's chance. Yeah. And they got them. They got it. Was it 93-89, I think, the deciding score?
Yeah, that's what they did. You keep it close. Keep it close to the end, and then you never know what's going to happen.
Boy, but how many and the other thing, too, how many times has Indiana come back? While we could sit here and say that Oklahoma City is always one of those teams that punches you in the mouth after a loss, we could also say that Indiana has been the comeback team of the playoff trail.
That's true. And another thing, my good friend, is the fact that it's Game 7. And that's exciting. That changes everything. That does.
Do you see that Mark Walter, who we were talking about, bought the L.A. Lakers for a record $10 billion?
Lakers fans
Bus
are,
family.
They're elated because this guy
Mark
runs
Walter
the
owns the Dodgers, too?
Yeah.
He has the Dodgers and the Lakers. Yeah. He owns L.A.
Yeah. And now, I mean, Lakers fans are excited about this because this guy puts out the money, man. Obviously, with the Dodgers, with the highest payroll in baseball, I mean, my goodness.
Here's the one thing I wanted to talk about, though. You know, LeBron James, kind of uncertain about his status and everything. And then they got Luka Doncic, you know, big star in there and everything. Do you think that change, or even Pelinka as a general manager, do you think that, like, these guys are a little bit on edge now with ownership change?
Yeah.
All
could,
of them.
Could be.
LeBron, Luka.
Yeah.
Luka's going to be there, but I'm just saying, you know, what changes might this guy make?
I don't know. LeBron might not be there long. You know, I mean, I think that's a real possibility myself.
Major League Baseball, the Pirates split two games. They lose to the Tigers 9-2, and then they beat Detroit with a victory 8-4 in 10 innings in the second game. Pittsburgh will be home to Texas tonight at PNC Park, 6:40. Mike Burrows will get the call as a starter. Giants 2-1 over the Guardians. Kwan had three hits for Cleveland. Cleveland had a brief 1-0 lead. They couldn't hold it. Gavin Williams wasted effort. Outstanding. Six shutout innings, but Cleveland now 37-36. Second place, 9.5 games behind the Tigers in the American League Central. Cleveland will be at the Athletics in Sacramento, California, begin a three-game set tonight, and that will take place. Tanner Bibee will be the pitcher for Cleveland, and Travelers Championship in golf in Connecticut. Scottie Scheffler and Austin Eckrup, 8-under par, 62, leading by two shots. Okay, so we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more. We have a great rest of the show for you today, so stay with us.